ओमज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य घनाञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते तमाल कृष्ण गोस्वामीति नामिने। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष सन्नवाणी पाश्चात देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत अग्रधार शिवासदी गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वंशकल्पतरुभ्य कृपा सिंधुभव पतितनां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीमद् पद्म पुराण The glorification of the holy name is given. That Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna, Shuddha, Nitya, Mukto, Abhinatvam, Namnamino. That the name of Krishna is like a Chintamani stone. It can fulfill all our desires. And it's transcendentally situated. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, that it's complete with all the transcendental mellows. And how the holy name is? Purna means complete. There is nothing missing in the holy name. It's 100% complete. Purna Shuddha. Shuddha means it's completely pure, transcendental. It has no effect of the modes of material nature. Completely transcendental. Never come in contact with the three modes of material nature. Nitya, it's eternally existing. And it has no contamination. Mukta. Abhinatvam namnamino, that the name and the person who hold the name is non-different. So despite all this knowledge, we don't have the attractions to chant the holy name. So our Acharya has given some indications and some instructions that we can take and imbibe in our heart to get closer and to create the attractions to chant the holy name of the Lord. Haridas Thakur, our Namacharya, has mentioned that unless and until we have created the attractions to chant the holy name of the Lord, we must rigidly follow the instructions, rules and regulations. Because in that stage, it's very, very difficult. So we have to protect our devotions very intensely. We have to put extra effort to come to stage of attractive chanting. But as we know, all of us are in a state that we don't have yet attractions to chant the holy name. So we should follow the instructions of our great Acharya. Haridas Thakur, as Harinam Chintamani book, describe the conversation between Haridas Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And regarding the importance of the holy name, how we can become fixed in chanting the holy name, different stages of chanting the holy name, the pitfalls, offenses, ignorance, which are stopping the love of God in our heart. So all this subject matter has been discussed in that Harinam Chintamani. One of the, I'm related to the attentive chanting, that's the topic. How to chant attentively, that is the subject matter that we will discuss. So when we come to the material world, if we know the reason why we came into the material world, then we will find out the way out to get out from the material world. So first we have to know why we came into the material world, and then it would become easy to get out of the material world. So similarly, first we should dwell on those thoughts, that what is there that stops us to relishing the holy name of the Lord. And once we know the pitfalls, then we will be able to work on those pitfalls, and we may be able to reach to the stage to chant the holy name very attentively. So here, I'm reading from the holy name by Bhaktivinod Thakur. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu, Jaya Bhaktagan, Yahare Prasadi Kari Nama Sankirtan. So Haridas Thakur spoke to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you are asking me to talk about those topics regarding the holy name of the Lord. But you are the one, you have taught all those principles. And then he said the example that you really preach the essence and the necessity how to chant attentively the holy name to Sanatan Goswami in Jagannath Puri in a lengthy way. And also while you are traveling in South India, you instruct Gopal Bhatt Goswami about the importance of chanting attentively the holy name of the Lord. So inattention is counted as one of the apradhas. And even if one successfully overcome all other offenses in chanting, and one is chanting continuously, just think about that positions, continuously chanting, still with that inattention, love of God may not arise in our heart. So one should know that the reason for this is that one is committing the offense known as pramada or inattention, and this offense will block the progress to prema. Haridas Thakur then has given in a different sections to make it easy for us to understand what are the pitfalls for inattention. So in really, pramad means madness, but here the meaning is inattention or carelessness. It is from this offense that all other offenses spring. So we have 10 offenses toward the holy name, but Haridas Thakur is revealing to us that inattention is the offense. If you commit that offense, it's root cause for all other offenses. The wise man should recognize these 3 types of inattention. So now he is categorizing indifference or no attention while chanting the holy name of the Lord. Laziness is the second root cause, and distractions means attractions to other object than the holy name. So these are the 3 main root cause that stopping us to chant the holy name attentively. Now he has elaborated to make our understanding clear. By good fortune, after getting faith, a jiva will take up the name by chanting regularly, counting on a tulsi mala carefully, he will develop attractions for the name. However, until that attraction has actually developed, one must be very careful about how one chants. Naturally, the common man having attachment to material things, will be attracted to these things even while chanting the holy name of the Lord. Though chanting japa daily, if his taste is elsewhere, he will show indifference to the name. His heart will not be absorbed in chanting the holy name, but absorbs in some material objects. Then how can he derive any benefit while chanting the holy name? Haridas Thakur says that he may chant 64 rounds, counting strictly on his japa beads, but in his heart he has not received one drop of taste of the holy name. This indifference or apathy toward the name is one type of inattention. In the heart of a materialistic, it's unavoidable. So as long as we will remain attached to the material objects, it says that we will never create attention to chant the holy name. And that is the reason the Rupa Goswami, in a nectar of instructions, has given us the instructions that we should stay away from those six things: atyahara prayasascha, prajalpo niyama agraha, jansangascha lolyamcha, sadvir bhaktir vinakshayati. That if we are not careful about these six things, it can destroy our devotions. What are those six things? Atyahar, eating more than necessary, collecting more than necessarily, working and enduring for something that has no permanent result than necessary. Prayasascha, and also most of the time that we will spend the time for those things, put a lot of our effort to achieve those temporary things. Then the prajalpo niyama agraha. The third one is prajalpo, that we will be always speaking about something that has no relations with Krishna. As we've seen on a devotee's life also, that if we are not, even in the temple room, that we have sincere utmost desire. Even I have seen that when we really wants to chant the holy name, we want to discuss, talk about something else. So this is prajalpo. We should not indulge in any talk which has no relations with Krishna. If we are sincere about making advancement in spiritual life, we should guard our devotions by following those instructions. Niyamagraha, that just following the rules for the sake of following, but not for the ultimate cause for it. Like our Acharya has given the example that we come and we do the Tulsi Puja or morning program, but while doing that our intention is something else. Maybe we like some girls that we want to meet during the Tulsi Puja or something, that we know that she will be there, at least I can see. So these are all struggle for us. Niyama agraha. We will follow something rules, but the not for the real cause that the rule is established. Janasangas. We will always would be hankering to associate with those materialistic people. And if you are not careful, then it's very detrimental. Because rather than giving our association, we will catch something. We may ignite some kind of a material desire that I can do these things, I can be very happy. And the last one is jansangasya lolyamcha. That we have the intense desire to achieve something in the material world, which has no relations with Krishna. And we go after that. And we put a lot of our energy to achieve those. It says, actually, our Acharya has says that the same volume that we have to achieve in the material world or the material objects, if we apply the same magnitude of that volume for devotional life, then we will go back to Godhead in this life. We have seen the examples like that Bil Mangala Thakur, that he has the attractions for the opposite sex. And even though he was born in a Brahminical family, by the bad association he get into the trap of this. And then even that prostitute told him that the kind of eagerness that you show to meet with me, if you apply the same thing, you will go and achieve the love of God. So finally, he realized the fact and he decided to go toward the Vrindavan. And while he was walking, his determination was to achieve the love of God. But when he was going to Vrindavan, when he saw some beautiful woman, still some desire popped in his heart. And what he did? He poked his eyes with the pin, so he cannot see the beautiful objects, so his mind can get diverted. And what happened? With his sincere step, that he wants to achieve Krishna. Krishna is the one who helped him to reach to Vrindavan even. So this is what is required in our life. Indifference or the lack of attractions for the name is present, then Haridas Thakur has given us some practical solutions. What should we do? One should take association of a Vaishnavas who are properly chanting in some place, shelter for the material influence. And we have seen that's why our Acharya always emphasizes to come to the temple where the deity is here, Prabhupada is here, and lot of Acharya has chanted the holy name in the temple room. You get the association of a devotees chanting with you. It's a most sublime atmosphere. And if we chant at home, because at home we perform so many material activities, so those thoughts will come while you chant at the home. So we have to find the place properly to chant the holy name in association with the advanced devotee. Actually it says that the advanced devotee have recommended that one live in a place where Krishna had his pastime near Tulsi Devi in the company of Vaishnavas, and gradually increase the period of chanting. It's not that we should stop at 16 round. We should chant more and more round, if possible. But over here it has said that rather than going for the quantity, we should be first fixed in quality of chanting. Other example, Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Haridas Thakur has given, that we should lock our room and concentrate on the name by covering the eyes, ears, nose with cloth, or like to prevent stimuli from the exterior. Carefully chanting in this way, an attraction or taste for the name will develop and indifference will be suppressed. So main thing we learn from these instructions that we have to become detached from our material craving. If we hold those material craving, it's an impediment on the progress of our spiritual life. So we have to be very, very careful. And that's the reason we see Mahaprabhurela Bhakta Gana Vairagya Pradhan Yahan Dekhi Prit Hana Gaura Bhagavan. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu become very pleased when he sees some renunciations from his follower. And we can see in the life of six Goswamis that they were filthy rich. Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. But they give up everything to attach the holy name, to become really attached to the holy name. They gave up all this material asset. So this is his reward. If he wants to see smiling face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we should follow in their path, footstep of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. The second thing is stopping us is if one chant with sluggish mind, or after chanting a while, one has to stop before finishing his round. It is called laziness. We have seen so many times that when we want to chant the holy name, then all other important things will pop up. Hari Padmaji Maharaj one time gave example that devotee, when they chant between 5 and 7, all the shops, everything is closed, but still they think, today I will have to do this, today I will have to do that. But dedicate at least the 2 hours for chanting the holy name of the Lord. Shop is not open, no business is open, you won't be able to do anything. This is the perfect time for chanting. And if you don't utilize that between 5 to 7, nobody can tell me that they can chant a good round during the days were full of activities, or in the evening where different modes of nature is become prominent. So if we are not chanting our round between 5 to 7, how is that attractions will arose in our heart? Because that time is not proper other time. And while we chant 5 to 7, as instruction has been given, that there should be nothing in our mind except chanting the holy name of the Lord. There should be no consideration whatsoever. Just concentrate. Each syllabus we should clearly chant. We have seen our pitfall that we don't chant clearly. Each syllabus we should chant so attentively, clearly, and we should hear. And once we hear, then the mind will not go away anywhere. But because of our material attachments, all other things is disturbing us while even chanting the holy name of the Lord. It says, from this one's taste for name cannot develop the laziness. The remedy for this is to take association of a Vaishnava who do not waste time in material activity, but constantly chant and remember the holy name, being absorbed only in the name. One should follow in their footsteps. When one see how the true Vaishnava or the sadhu does not waste time in useless pursuits, he will develop a taste to do likewise. And we should measure our chanting on a daily basis. Every day we should see the difference. Today, why you are not chanting? Maybe you have eaten something more last night. Or maybe you have not enough sleep. You may have gone to the bed late. All these things will play the role when you chant the holy name. So we should keep a diary how our chanting is on a daily basis, weekly, or on a monthly basis. We should review. And that's, I think, as Maharaj said, the very good example that I am fond of it, is that we feel that we are chanting very nicely, carefully, but we are missing so many syllables, particularly Hare Hare at the end. We are rushing for what? We have to relish the holy name. We have to give full attention rather than rushing. All other things we should rush, but not when we chant the holy name of the Lord. So it is, now the God has blessed us with the technology. Every one of us has the cell phone. Every 15 days, you should record your chanting and hear your chanting, and you will know how nicely we are chanting and how far we are to reach the goal of attentive chanting. We must do that exercise. Third blockage is one should be careful to eliminate the third type of inattentions, is distractions. that from distractions all type of inattentions are born. This fault reside in attractions for woman or man in the case of a woman, wealth, attractions for material success or victory, desire for position, and cheating propensity. So if any one of them that I recited, we have some attachment for those things, one will naturally be inattentive while chanting the holy name of the Lord. So we should see those. We should dwell on those points, that do I have any of these attractions in my life? And if we have, we should make some progressive step. It's not that we should give up everything at one point. As we surrender to Krishna, Krishna will give us the protections. I asked the question to my Guru Maharaj that I don't think that we will be able to have a complete faith and surrender completely as you did. So what should we do? And his answer was, try with 10%, dedicate to Krishna and see how Krishna is reciprocating you. Then you go to 15%, 20%, 25%. Because he is the maintainer, protector, creator of the whole universe. To maintain those millions of devotees is nothing compared to the number of living entity. That despite they don't have a faith, he is giving all these necessary ingredients to exist their life. So what to speak of the devotees? So we don't have that faith. So slowly we have to develop this faith by sacrificing our activity for the pleasure of Krishna. Otherwise we will remain at the same stage. So we should take the advantage of Ekadasi's big festivals, like Japa retreat, like that, and we should chant constantly in the association of a devotees. One should thus never be inattentive to complete one prescribed number of daily rounds. This should be noted day by day. When chanting this prescribed round, one should avoid the different type of inattentiveness, giving up the desire to increase the number of rounds for show. One should attempt to first concentrate nicely on what one can manage. So I also, you know, like for the aspiring devotees, when I hold the meeting, I always emphasize that don't go for the quantity. Make a strong base. Whenever you do the chanting, be focused and do nice chanting. Secluded places where it's very coherent for chanting nicely, temple is a best place where all the devotees come. Morning is the best time to chant the holy name. So take those advantage. That time is no pressure is there. Nobody work between 5 and 7. Luckily, that all the businesses start after 8 or 9. So Krishna has been kind to give us those proper time to execute our devotional practice nicely. Our Acharya has given the 6 steps of surrendering. What are the 6 steps? Surrendering Krishna. It goes parallel. It's not that you will just focus on the chanting. It should also work with your devotional life. Your life should be molded to help advance in spiritual life. So you have to adjust your life that you can dedicate more and more time, which is good to make advancement in spiritual life. And make those list of those activities that you are still engaging, that it's not necessary to make advancement. Then slowly and slowly you should scratch one by one those activities we should get along. So the first principle of surrender is that we should engage in those activities that can enhance and give us the impetus to make the progress in spiritual life. And we should reduce those activity, which is detrimental to make advancement in spiritual life, that I mentioned those six types. Then the next step for surrendering is Krishna is my protector. We should create the faith, maybe 10%, 15%, 70%, 100%. That's the stage we have to go. We should exhibit our life, not just by theoretically, we can recite so many things, but we should exhibit in our practical life that yes, anybody can see our life, they can should see that that person has the faith that he, Krishna, will give the protection. We have taken a shelter in Prabhupada movement, and it is our duty to live our life in such a way that just by looking our life, people can become attracted. This is our responsibility as a follower, truly follower of Srila Prabhupada. And then, next step of surrendering, then he will maintain me. No matter what it happened, if I continue my devotional practice sincerely, Krishna will maintain me. We should not worry about it. He is maintaining so many living entities. Elephant take 10,000 pounds of vegetables every single day. Have you seen any elephant die because of not having enough food? Even the ants. Everybody found their foods and for living situations. He has made the provisions. We should have the faith. But we are lacking those faith. And we are trying to do everything by ourselves. We want to make all the arrangement ourselves. That my retirement should be like this. This should be this plan if something happened. We try to do everything ourselves. But can't we see that Krishna, if he intervene in our life, he can do that job millions of times better. He can maintain and he can do the things that you cannot even conceive of it. That's how he will do the things for us. We don't have to worry if we follow those stages of surrendering to him. We should have a complete faith that he will maintain. And we have seen that in the life of so many Vaishnavas, that he has shown that. Whoever has put so much faith in him, like Srila Prabhupada, he completely surrendered his life. He came to US with no money in his hand. And look at that, what kind of he established the Hare Krishna movement like nobody can even think of. And then, fifth principle of surrendering is that we have to become humble. Tranada api sunichena, tarora api sunichena, amadina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. That we should feel lower than these straws on the street. We should become tolerant than a tree. We should humble than the blade of grass. And we should be able to give all the respect to all the living entity without expecting any respect for us. And if we keep that mood while chanting the holy name and while we live our practical life, then it will become our path easy. And then if we follow those, then complete surrender can come in our life, where we have no worries, we have no anxieties, we have no suffering. We will be even so joyful that we will be able to do so many wonderful things to help Srila Prabhupada to spread the holy name. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur and our Acharya has predicted that the holy name will be chanted each and every town and village of this planet. So we can take important part to help our Acharya. It's not that Prabhupada may have not done. If Prabhupada has desired, he might have done it in even 2-3 years while he was here. But he left behind, so we also get part into the activity. We become engaged. So If he wants to chant attentive round, which is very essential to create the love of God in our heart, then all our life becomes successful and we will go back to the kingdom of God, Goloka Vrindavan, and we can associate in our eternal positions. Our position, Jivire Swarupahai Nityare Krishna Das. This is our positions. So as long as we remain as a servitor to Krishna's, we are protected automatically. We don't need other external protections. But if we don't follow and if we don't remain in our natural situations, then we know there is an example of Gajendra and crocodile, right? What happened? That they were fighting. Elephant is much more stronger than crocodile. But the natural position for the crocodile was to live in the water. And Gajendra, in an elephant body, he has the fight with crocodile in the water, where elephant has no strength. His natural position is to live on the ground. But because he left his natural positions, even though he was so strong, he was defeated. So that we should mold our life like that. That we have to exhibit our life to show to Krishna and everyone who come in contact with us that our life goal is to propagate the holy name of the Lord, sacrificing all our facility and accepting all inconvenience. This is what is required. And then we will remain determined, we will remain enthused, and Krishna will give everything. We should be not feeling any that we are missing in our life. So it's about 11:40. Guru Bhakti Mataji will give little more on the sankalpa and how to remain fixed. So thank you very much for listening to me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, you've been sitting for some time, so if you'd like to stand and stretch, please do so now. Well, I said that. I just need this to put my, just to put my book, just for this.
Oh, this table.
That's all.
You can take the laptop off.
Yeah, that's fine.
You can use that stretch.
Whatever is good enough, it's fine. Is it okay?
Well, that will be in the center. Okay. You can tell them since touching it, like what he did, what is it?
It's fine. Okay. We are ready to sit now. Hare Krishna. I just want to know how many of you have not chanted japa before. Anyone is new? Or we are all seasoned chanters? So everyone has chanted before. Okay. So we'll say some prayers to Srila Prabhupada and to Rupa Goswami, and we can do it together. Om Agyanati Nirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Hayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunatan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhescha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine. So this morning, His Holiness Ramapada Swami was speaking about the different kinds of relationships with Krishna in chanting, and he mentioned yojana. So we'll do the process of yojana and go through the different steps. So do you know, remember what is yojana? What did he define it as? Very nice. Alignment of body, mind and heart. So this is the foundational principle of our chanting, yojana, to align everything together. So all of you are chanters, but I'll go through the steps so that we can, it's a refresher for us and we can fix our defects. So when we speak of alignment, we start with the body. Because as Maharaj cited the verse from the Padma Purana, Atashi Krishna Namadi, Na Bhavet Griham Indrayi, Sevan Mukhe Hi Jivado, Swayam Eva Svurati Ada. So it says that with these material senses, we cannot chant the holy name. So then why are we chanting? We have material bodies. But it says, if we purify our senses, Sevan Mukhe, if we purify our senses by devotional service, then beginning with the tongue, then we can spiritualize our senses and we can chant the holy name properly. So for this purpose, to align the body, we're going to go through three different processes. The first process is your posture. So posture means, in the yoga principles it says, you have to sit in such a way that your spine is erect. So, I would like you to all pick a partner. Just pick the person next to you. We want partners of two. So, and amongst the partner, one person decides one is A, the other is B. You all have to participate. So, whoever doesn't have a partner, please put up your hand so we can align you. So, and ideally same-sex partner, please. So here, you have a partner there? Oh, you can do with Rati Prabhu, you're good? Are you okay with him? Oh, you've got a partner. We're looking for a partner here. Somebody, oh here. You can move. Is it okay you can move? Anyone who doesn't have a partner. Okay, so A, decide who is A and who is B. Everybody knows? The A's can put up their hands? Okay, and the B's. So now you have permission to fix your partner's posture. So your posture is, you think of a string attached to the back of your hand or your sikha and going up to the ceiling. So it should be straight. And then another line from your body going to the center of the earth. The reason we sit like that is so that the energy can flow, the prana can flow. And in this position, we are very alert. So look at your partner and you can make adjustments if you need to. So this is aligning our body. Okay, so the first part is we align our posture. That's the first P. Right? The next P is pronunciation. We heard that we have to pronounce every mantra properly. So here's the exercise. You'll work in pairs. B will chant the holy name, you chant a few mantras, and A, your partner is going to hear you chant the holy name. So A, your job is to listen to B and see that he chants all the syllables and see if we basically want to hear, like whether he's chanting nicely. So the mind has two functions. One is active focus and the other one is passive reception. So when we chant, it's active focus. We are focusing on chanting the holy name. So A is going to focus on chanting and B is going to hear, and then you're going to give him feedback. What he did good and where he could improve. If he's missing a mantra, he's chanting broken names, or he's slurring his words, or he's missing, sometimes we miss a mantra or something like that. Then we are going to switch. And I will make this sound, which is time for you to stop. At that time, you give feedback and then we switch partners. Ready? Okay, go. So B will chant first. Chant like you normally chant japa. Okay. Now, A, you can give him some feedback. You can tell him how he chanted. Or what he could improve. When you are done, you can look towards me so I know you are done. Okay. Now we're going to switch. A is going to chant and B, your job is to listen. Okay, now you can give your feedback to your partner. What they did right, if you see that you are missing something, you can remember to do that right. Okay. So this was our next So now we did two of them, the posture, the pronunciation, and then the last part with the body is hearing. So when we chant, we want to be able to hear ourselves. So even in kirtan, when someone sings, you can hear them, but then when you also chant, you should be able to hear yourself. See how you are sounding. How is Krishna hearing you? So this is the part of passive reception, right? We have practiced chanting and now we're going to practice hearing. So in terms of hearing, see if you can hear, because the whole mantra is 16 words. And 16 words sometimes takes a very long time. And in terms of hearing, what we want to do is focus on hearing just the first mantra. Don't worry about anything else. Just focus on the first Hare. And if you miss it, it's fine. You can focus on the next one. But don't let your mind go to the one you missed or the one which is coming again. Right? We want to be mindful. So we're going to do this exercise. Work on hearing just the first Hare. That's all you have to focus on. And then we will see how it helps you with chanting the holy name. Okay? Alright, so go. Just chant your Hare Krishna mantra. You can use your beads if you like. We're going to chant a few mantras. But your only business now is to chant and hear the first Hare. Anything else after the first Hare is a bonus. Okay? Your only job is to hear the first Hare. Anything after that is a bonus. Just focus on hearing the first Hare. Just focus on that first Hare. So that was 1 minute of focusing on the first Hare. You saw the difference? So Srila Prabhupada gives this very classical lecture in which he says that when you chant the holy name, we are calling out to Krishna. And when Krishna is hearing our holy name, he is going to respond. So what do you want? And if you are not hearing, you will miss Krishna saying, so what do you want? It's very important to hear, and it's important to hear how we sound to Krishna. Are we calling out with the intensity of a baby calling for the mother? Are we calling him really? Are we really saying, Krishna, I need you, like Maharaj said yesterday? So, and also, like Srila Prabhupada said, when Krishna comes and tells you, so, what do you want? If you're not being attentive to hearing, you will not hear him say, what do you want? And Krishna hears. So these three processes, your posture, your pronunciation, and the hearing, this will align the body. Just as when we go to the temple, in these traditional South Indian temples, you know, you see, you go through like three different gates. Like, and even when you hear, when you enter Hare Krishna Dham, you first enter the property, like you enter the premises, the first gate. Then in our temple, there's an outside gate, which is metal, which is usually open. But if you come at 3 in the morning, it's usually closed. So you also have to enter the second gate. Right? So, and then there is this big door, which is wooden. So you go through that third gate. Usually we say that these are 3 gates, the body, the mind, and the heart. And then you enter through this gate, and then you come in the presence of the Lord. So the first gate we have to align or go through is the body. The second one we have to go through is the mind. So in terms of the mind, it is very important that we are present, what is now popularly called mindfulness. And what that means is that, like we said, you focus on the mantra that you are chanting now. Don't worry about the one you didn't chant nicely. Don't worry about the, you know, the distraction you had in the previous one. Don't worry about how you're going to improve the next one. Just focus on the one that you are going to chant now. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in his poem called Saragrahi Vaishnava, has this very beautiful poem, which is translated into English as, forget the past which sleeps. Forget the past which sleeps, and the future dream at all. So the future is also a dream. But act in times that are with thee, and progress thee shall call. So the current mantra that we are chanting is the mantra we should focus on now. Don't worry about what went before or what went after. So this is very important. And the other problem we have with the mind is the mind, we heard, right? It's always moving back and forth. It's very chanchal. But the Bhagavad Gita in 6:26 says, yata yata sa nischalati, that wherever your mind goes, you just bring it up to the present. The mind is like an obscene phone call, right? When you get an obscene phone call, what do? You listen to it? No, you just hang up. So your mind will give you so many proposals, you know. You didn't fix the car, or, you know, you forgot to turn on something, or you have to plan for this. Whenever the mind makes that proposal to you, just hang up. You can tell the mind, I'll attend to you later, but this is my time with Krishna. This we set aside, like Shyam Sundar Prabhu was saying, we have to set aside some time. And that time is our time with Krishna. If you remember the time when you were very attracted or attached to someone, maybe when you were in love, when you spend time with that person, your whole focus was just on that one person. That is the kind of focus we want with Krishna. Just focus, just fully with Krishna. This is our private time with Krishna. And so let's not be distracted. You know, have you been in a conversation with someone, and while they are talking to you, they are texting, or they are taking someone else's phone call, how does it feel? It doesn't feel very respectful, isn't it? When someone is doing that and they are supposed to give us that, we are in a conversation. So similarly, when we chant the holy name, we are calling to Krishna. So we should focus on getting his attention and being able to reciprocate with him. Let us not be busy with the other distractions we have. So this is something we have to channel or worry about, is to chant the mantra that we are chanting now. And if you focus on chanting that first Hare, then the mind also will become aligned. So be present. So try focusing on the mantra you are chanting now. And if the mind sends you an obscene phone call, makes another proposal, just ignore the mind. Ignore the mind. And by detaching from that, we will be able to chant nicely. So we are going to focus, we're going to now try these two things. We're going to sit erect, we're going to pronounce nicely, we're going to hear ourselves chant, and we are going to focus on the mantra. The mantra we are chanting now. And if we just do this two or three things, let us see how our chanting goes. So we will start now and see how that goes. Okay? So start chanting. Please chant. So you have nothing to do but to be with Krishna. Keep chanting. Do your best, and Krishna will do the rest. Just do your best. If you are able to focus, then that is good. You are very fortunate. If your mind is wandering, just do your best. And as Maharaj said, the best way to be with Krishna is to hear. Just hear the sound of the holy name. Just hear the holy name. Just focus on the mantra you are chanting. Try your best. If your mind wanders, just bring it back. Just hear the mantra you are chanting now. You have nothing to do but to listen to the mantra you are chanting now. If you can even hear just one mantra, you are very fortunate. Just try your best. Just listen to that first Hare, listen to the mantra you are chanting now. And if you can just hear one mantra, you are very fortunate. So we should be finishing up one round. Just focus and finish up the round you are chanting. Keep your focus on the one mantra. When you are finished with your round, just look up. But keep chanting, don't stop. Just focus on hearing and chanting all the syllables. Keep bringing the mind back. If the mind wanders, just bring it back. If your mind focuses on one mantra, you are very, very fortunate. So we'll go to the next gate. This is the third gate, which is aligning our heart. Yesterday Maharaj spoke towards the end of his presentation. He said, there was one flight which said, Krishna, I need you. Right? So we have to, aligning the heart means to let Krishna know or to become conscious that we need Krishna, that we need him. And that was a very beautiful slide. Where we tell when we are chanting in that mood that Krishna, I need you. I really need you. The second thing to align our heart is to chant in relationship. It's a relational thing between us and Krishna. And this will avoid the dry chanting we have. Sometimes we chant and it seems like we are just firing empty bullets, right? It doesn't go anywhere. So our focus, we are like the arrow and we are aiming ourselves towards the lotus feet of Krishna. So we have to chant in that relationship. I am an eternal servant of you, Krishna. I want to develop my relationship. I turned away from you. I left the spiritual world. But I want to come back. So please accept me. I need you. So chanting in this relationship that I need you, Krishna. And then finally, the third P is prayer. We pray to Krishna in a mood of submission. Or we pray in the mood of, like Maharaj said, in the seven mukhe hi jivado. So seven mukhe, we serve the holy name. So we chant the holy name in a mood of service. The holy name is non-different from Krishna, so let me serve you. And we can use the prayers of the acharyas, the prayers that we know, or even our own prayers, to approach the holy name. You know, in India, you see that sometimes there's so much traffic, and you see that when the bus is going, people on a bike, right? What do? Sometimes they hold on to the bus, and then they are pulled along with the bus, right? So they don't have to make the effort to pedal, or the effort is very little. So the prayers of our acharyas, I like that. That's the mercy. They like that bus. We just hold on to their prayers and we can minimize our effort. So now we have got few keys about our body, how to align our body, our mind, and then we have our heart. We can align our spiritual hearts. We awaken the spiritual heart. The Krishna, I want this relationship. Let me develop this relationship. I'm turning to you again. I have forgotten you. So please, we call in that mood of appeal. So we will chant, we've got about 10 minutes. We will chant now using all these three parts of our body. So body, mind, and our heart. And see if we can approach Krishna, or our japa is now more concentrated. And we'd like to make an experiment. Okay? So let's go and chant one round. Thank you. Use all your keys. Listen to the mantra you're chanting now. Cry out to Krishna, I really need you, O holy name. Please let me serve you in your most approachable form. Please do not neglect me. Try your best. So we tried, you may not have finished one round, but at least you got an experience. So now we've gone through three doors. But I neglected to tell you something else. You can come through this door, but the last door to the Sanctum Sanctorium is not opened by our endeavor. Remember Maharaj said, Krishna is revealed by disclosure. He has to disclose himself. So the last door is open from inside. Only Krishna, when he opens the curtain, then you can take darshan. So you may be chanting and sometimes it seems like I'm trying my best, but the mercy is not coming. And sometimes it seems that mercy is flowing very effortlessly. So Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj had a very nice analogy. He used to say that when we do our bhajan or we do our sadhana, and everything is going well, we are in the right hand of Krishna. And sometimes we make our best effort, we are doing our best, we are trying really hard, we have done all the mechanics, but still the chanting seems dry. We are not connecting with Krishna. When that happens, we are in the left hand of Krishna. Either we are in the right hand of Krishna or we are in the left hand of Krishna. But be assured, we are always in the hand of Krishna. We should not doubt that. This process, either we are in the left hand or the right hand, we are always in the hand of Krishna. So the last door, which is disclosure, that's Krishna's business. That's not our business. Our business is that we make ourselves suitable to attract His mercy. Whether He gives His mercy today, tomorrow, next lifetime, maybe many, many lifetimes from now, that's His prerogative. But our business and our goal, our sankalpa is that we will always expect and we are always going to beg for His mercy. And whatever He gives to us, we know we are always in the hands of the Lord. So if we get dry spells, then this is what we are experiencing. And we will get that anyways. So now, I would like you, when you do something, you have an experience. So you made an experiment. So just for the next 2 minutes, just turn to your partner and tell him or her, what jewel did you discover? What worked for you? Or what obstacle did you find? And then your partner can tell you, can maybe offer help. And then you're going to switch. Okay, so 1 minute per person. Ready? Okay, go. So B, you can tell what went well, what didn't go well, what was the challenge, what was a new discovery, and what are you going to take from this lesson? Did you learn anything? Was it something? What are you going to put into practice for tomorrow? Okay, you need to switch. You may have other things you can discuss later, but you need to give your partner a chance now. Your partner's chance to tell you what went well, what didn't go well. So we are beginning to finish up. You can finish up. I see there is a lot of discussion, but Radha Krishna Prabhu needs to start his presentation. And you can continue the discussion after lunch. And later today we'll see how we can move this forward so we can enhance our experience for next time. Okay? Thank you very much for engaging, and Hare Krishna. Krishna. You can keep chanting while Radha Krishna Prabhu makes his way here. Don't stop chanting the holy name.